Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the world isn't ending, at least hopefully not today. It is changing, and this virus is disrupting business as usual. My next guest, who's a dear friend of mine, basically makes the point that there is no status quo. Do not expect things to return to normal. Invent the next normal. Serial entrepreneur Tom Kiefer. Tom, thanks for coming on this morning.
Hey, sure thing. Hey, good morning, and happy Grandfather's Day.
I like Father's Day. Father's Day sounds a little better, but look, I'm thrilled to be a grandfather. You're a grandfather as well. Happy Grandfather's Day.
Yeah, I've been a grandfather for over four years, so it kind of rolls off my tongue a little bit better than yours, apparently.
I'm still getting used to the lay of the land, but I'm blessed, and no question about that. And it's a little surreal having my son experiencing his first Father's Day. So I'm just grateful that Walt is home, back in Minnesota, safe and sound with his family. So, you said some things here that really intrigue me. You said, Tom, that the world breaks once a decade. What do you mean by that?
Well, we seem to have a worldwide crisis, a war, whatever, a recession, roughly every 10 years. And I suspect that that probably has something to do with human nature. We get complacent. We start to take things for granted. We don't work quite as hard. And, stuff creeps up on you. So back in 1980, we had the energy crisis and inflation. That's, you and I were just sort of coming into, quote, the real world. Out of school. Early 1991, we had the S&L crisis and the Gulf War. 2000, 2001, of course, we had the dot-com crash, and then we doubled down with 9/11. In 08 and 09, we had the Great Recession. And now I think in 2020, we're having what I think we'll look back on and call the Great Reset. And not only COVID-19, but I think the Black Lives Matter movement, which has been brewing for a long time, got a chance to really bloom here as well.
Yeah, we have all this convergence, and I know a lot of people who are listening right now, maybe unemployed, underemployed. What practical advice, based on the successes you've experienced and the failures, and just kind of looking into the crystal ball? I know you're not a futurist, but you've always done a good job detecting trends and helping me, at least, kind of adapt and be curious enough to be open to making a pivot, changing my course. What advice would you have for people that may be wondering what comes next?
Right. Well, I think first thing people need to appreciate is the fact that in times of great change are times of great opportunity. And, of course, as an entrepreneur, I see the world that way. You're the same way. And so I think everybody needs to sort of see the world more that way now and take a little more self-agency, create your next opportunity, don't expect that you're going to be able to go back to the same job that you had. And if you do go back to the same employer, chances are the complexion of that job is going to change. I think a couple of the big trends and places I would look would be, first of all, you know, this whole COVID-19 and even Black Lives Matter has really caused a big reset in people's thinking. I think everyone's going back to slowing down a little bit, friends and family, you know, kind of getting off that hamster wheel, so to speak, and really focusing on what matters. So that means that essentials and, you know, pragmatic, practical things. So when you're starting to look at a job or tweaking your skills or learning new skills, I think that essentials are going to continue to be huge opportunities for people. I mean, even to look at the lockdown, the essential industries, you know, were deemed such by our bureaucrats, and generally true. And those people kept working and haven't seen much interruption. So I'd say relative to that, maybe look out and see what kind of certifications are available in your industry. You may not be able to afford the time or economics of actually going back to school. You know, as you know, I'm on the board of trustees over at Dunwoody, a great trade school. But in IT, HR, accounting, there's a lot of industries where you can go back and get certifications and really sort of quickly evidence to your employer that you're ready for the next thing. Another thing I do is I encourage people to look at their jobs, look at their companies and say, okay, what new technologies, what trends are happening? And as opposed to having it happen to you, you know, embrace it and help it happen. So automation, efficiency, you know, how do you lower costs? I mean, many of my business friends, who of course were talking to each other all the time because there's not much else to do, you know, a lot of conversations, most of them are not assuming that they're going to have as many employees when all this is over. They're going to be able to get by with less. So I think employees need to understand that. And like I said earlier, you know, there ain't no status quo. You know, we're going back to something new. So make it your own. Don't just let it happen to you. Right. Make it your own. And then the last thing I'd say, and I think all this has become more evident to us here through these recent crises, is find a way to get closer to the customer. You know, within your company, within your business, are there some things, are there roles, are there things you can do within your job that will get you closer to the customer, help in that regard? And if that's of interest to you, make it known, because those are critical roles. And almost every company I know is always looking for people who are genuinely interested in engaging with and helping customers.
We're talking with Tom Kiefer, entrepreneur extraordinaire, and you've helped me with my businesses over the years, Tom, and I appreciate that. I think, you know, having a mentor, having a series of mentors, having the confidence, I really do believe in that old adage. I mean, growing up, it used to be, hey, everybody has at least one book in them. Today, I'm convinced more than ever that each of us has at least one business within us. And yet, you say that gigging, you know, the gig economy, not necessarily limiting yourself to one employer, but having a few side hustles, may be the trend of the future, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I think, again, the COVID lockdown has made working from home acceptable. I mean, we had no choice, and there were many employers that were somewhat reluctant, but they got it now, and a lot of technology has been deployed to really enable that. I think more importantly is that this idea that you don't have to be, you know, punching in and being on site for 8 hours a day to do a job really facilitates the gig concept and the gig economy. And also, as I mentioned earlier, companies are looking to reduce costs. They want to operate more efficiently. So they want it when they need it. And using gig contractors is a great way to do that. Now, the trade-off for that, and every employer knows this, is that, okay, that means that that same gig contractor is going to be working for others, you know, in or around the same time. And I'm not going to get all their attention potentially, but I'm also going to get the benefit of the fact that they're doing similar work for other companies. So maybe, you know, some of that wisdom will come over and be available to my company using that contractor. So I would encourage everybody, if you think you've got a skill, if you're a good craftsman in some area, if you like to teach a particular topic, if you're just passionate about something, kind of like you mentioned earlier, even just simple curiosity, hey, go for it. I bet there's a way to monetize that. It's certainly with the internet now, you can certainly find all kinds of stuff.
And you've preached to me, and the older I get, the more I realize, you know, it's great to focus on our skills and try to get certification, learn new things, learn new software. How do we put our best foot forward? But you've always talked to me about expanding my network, that all of us, you know, some of us are more social than others, but getting out of our bubbles and introducing ourselves to new people, because you never know how you're going to connect the dots and how the next gig is going to come down the highway, right? So get out of your comfort zone and network like crazy.
Exactly. And never been a better time to network than right now. I mean, you can't physically network because of the lockdown stuff, although that's starting to loosen up, obviously. But in the last 3 or 4 months, it's never been easier to have a phone call with somebody, and even a typically hard to reach senior executive, because they got nothing else to do. So it's been easy to network. And I think people need to really think about that. And then they also be thinking about, okay, when I do get that chance to have that conversation, you know, what's your intent? What's the agenda? You know, how do you give something back to the person you're networking with? And what are you maybe hoping to get from that dialogue? So.
Well said. Tom Kiefer, thank you for spending some time with me and listeners on a Sunday morning. And happy Father's Day, my friend. Hope you have a great day.
Hey, thank you. Yep. Be well.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.